Episode 15, Isdal Woman Mystery. In this gripping episode of Shadows of Mystery, we unravel the haunting enigma of the Isdal Woman, a case shrouded in secrecy, intrigue, and unanswered questions. Found in a remote Norwegian valley in 1970, her identity and story remain one of the most perplexing mysteries in history. Who was she? What led her to her tragic end? Join us as we explore the clues, theories, and chilling possibilities behind this decades-old puzzle. With every twist and turn, prepare to be captivated by the shadows where her story still lingers. The Enigma of the Isdal Woman. On November 29, 1970, a man and his two young daughters were hiking in Isdalen Valley near Bergen, Norway, when they stumbled upon a chilling and grisly scene that would haunt the region for decades. Known as Death Valley, because of its dark history of suicides and bizarre accidents, the valley once again lived up to its sinister reputation that day. Amid the rugged scree and jagged rocky terrain lay the charred remains of an unidentified woman. Her body was partially burned, and the scene was strange and unsettling, with bizarre objects strewn around her, including a broken umbrella, empty liquor bottles, and two plastic water bottles placed near her. Investigators quickly found themselves mired in mystery. The woman had no identification on her, and the labels on her clothing had been deliberately removed. Even more puzzling, they discovered traces of prescription pills and soot in her lungs, suggesting she had been alive when the fire started. Further investigation revealed coded notes in her belongings, fake passports, and evidence that she had traveled under multiple aliases across Europe. These details led to speculation that she might have been involved in espionage, a theory that gained traction during the height of Cold War tensions. Despite extensive investigations, including international police efforts and numerous witness interviews, the identity and story of the Isdal woman remain one of Norway's most enduring mysteries. Countless theories have been proposed, ranging from espionage and foul play to suicide, but none have proven conclusive. The case continues to perplex experts, investigators, and true crime enthusiasts alike. Over 50 years later, the Isdal woman remains a haunting puzzle, shrouded in secrecy and frozen in the shadow of unanswered questions, her story a chilling reminder of the secrets the past can hold. The discovery. The scene was nothing short of macabre. The woman's body lay supine among the charred remains of burnt belongings, a liqueur bottle, water containers, fragments of clothing, and a melted plastic passport holder. The air was heavy with the acrid stench of burnt materials, and the surrounding area bore the marks of a carefully staged scene. What stood out immediately to investigators was the deliberate nature of the crime. All identifying marks had been meticulously removed from her possessions. Labels had been cut off clothing, and personal items bore no hint of their origin. It was as if someone had gone to extraordinary lengths to erase her identity, leaving no clues about who she was or where she had come from. Nearby, her wristwatch eerily stopped at exactly 10:10, a detail that added an unsettling sense of finality to the already chilling atmosphere. As investigators pieced together the scene, the mystery only deepened. Clues were sparse, but each one seemed to raise more questions than answers. The woman's body was found in a remote location in Norway's Isdalen Valley, an area known locally as Death Valley, due to its history of tragic accidents and suicides. Yet this case felt far from accidental. The precise and deliberate removal of identifiers hinted at a calculated effort to conceal her story. The body itself revealed shocking details. An autopsy showed that the woman had died from a combination of carbon monoxide poisoning and a barbiturate overdose, specifically from the drug phenobarbital. Soot particles in her lungs confirmed the horrifying truth. She had still been breathing as the flames consumed her. This gruesome finding suggested a tragic and painful end, but it also raised a sinister question. Was this an elaborate suicide, or had she been murdered in a carefully staged act? 3 days after her death, an unexpected breakthrough added a new layer of intrigue, but no clarity. Police discovered two suitcases in a locker at the Bergen railway station, directly linked to the woman. Inside the suitcases, investigators found a bizarre collection of items: wigs, makeup, an assortment of foreign currency from various countries, and a cryptic notepad filled with coded entries. These codes were believed to be some form of travel itinerary, but their exact meaning remains debated to this day. The suitcases also contained clothing, but once again, all labels and identifying features had been methodically removed. There were toiletries, some of which were of German origin, and a prescription lotion, but even these items offered no concrete leads. The deliberate obliteration of anything traceable left investigators grasping at shadows. The discovery of the suitcases added to the growing speculation about the woman's identity. Was she a spy operating under an alias, her coded notepad evidence of secretive missions, or was she a victim, fleeing from an unknown threat that ultimately caught up with her? Some theorized she was involved in espionage, given the Cold War tensions of the time and the presence of foreign currency and disguises among her belongings. Others speculated that she could have been part of criminal activity or even a political dissident trying to evade capture. Yet no theory fully explained the elaborate measures taken to erase her identity or the disturbing circumstances of her death. The media dubbed her the Isdal woman, and her case remains one of Norway's most enduring and haunting mysteries. Who was this enigmatic woman? What brought her to the remote Isdalen Valley in late November of 1970? Was she a spy, a victim of foul play, or someone fleeing a danger we may never understand? Her story has captivated investigators, journalists, and amateur sleuths for decades, yet the answers remain elusive. More than 50 years later, the eerie details of her death and the enigmatic trail she left behind continue to inspire theories, but the truth remains as elusive as ever. The Isdal woman's case is a chilling reminder of how some mysteries refuse to be solved, lingering in the shadowy corners of history, piecing together a shadowy life. The notepad found among her belongings provided breakthrough clues in the mysterious case of the Isdal woman. This single item became a key piece of evidence, as investigators painstakingly deciphered its coded entries. The codes revealed a detailed map of her recent travels across Norway and Europe, spanning cities like Oslo, Bergen, and Stavanger, as well as major hubs like Paris and Geneva. Each entry seemed to correspond to a location and date, a carefully planned itinerary that hinted at a highly organized individual. It soon became clear that the Isdal woman was no ordinary traveler. She operated under multiple aliases, using fake Belgian passports and registering at hotels with a variety of names, including Claudia Tielt, Genevieve Lancier, and others. The sheer number of aliases suggested that she had extensive experience in deception, further mystifying investigators. The handwriting on these hotel registration forms provided another clue. It suggested she had been educated in French-speaking countries, most likely France or Belgium, pointing to a sophisticated background and possibly elite training. Witness accounts began to flesh out the picture of her enigmatic personality. Those who interacted with her described her as a reserved yet striking woman, with dark brown hair styled immaculately, makeup that emphasized her sharp features, and clothing that exuded elegance and refinement. She stood out in a crowd, yet her demeanor was calculated to avoid attention. Despite her polished appearance, her behavior was far from ordinary. She often kept to herself, rarely engaging with strangers unless absolutely necessary. When she did speak, it was in a calm and measured manner, with a slight accent that defied easy identification. Her habit of frequently changing hotel rooms, sometimes staying for only a single night, and her use of wigs to alter her appearance fueled suspicions that she was trying to cover her tracks. Hotel staff in various cities recalled peculiar details about her. Some mentioned the faint smell of garlic that lingered with her, as if she deliberately carried it with her. Others noted her quiet but palpable air of caution. She seemed perpetually on edge, scanning her surroundings as though expecting trouble. On occasion, she was observed leaving her hotel late at night or returning early in the morning, always alone and always without explanation. One housekeeper in Bergen recalled how she meticulously placed her belongings in her room, almost as if in preparation to leave at a moment's notice. These small but significant details added layers to the mystery surrounding her identity and purpose. These peculiarities raised a series of unsettling questions. Who was she hiding from, or what secrets was she concealing? Was she a spy, a fugitive, or someone entangled in a dangerous web of espionage? Could her coded notepad entries hold more answers that investigators had yet to uncover? The discovery of her body in Izdalin only deepened the puzzle. Found burned and surrounded by bizarre items like empty bottles and charred belongings, her death seemed as cryptic as her life. Theories began to swirl. Some speculated she was involved in Cold War espionage, while others wondered if she had been eliminated by shadowy forces that sought to silence her forever. Investigators were left grasping at answers, as every new clue only seemed to deepen the enigma of the Izdal woman. Decades later, her story continues to haunt those who seek to uncover the truth, a chilling reminder of the secrets that can remain buried just beneath the surface. Dangerous theories in a dangerous era. Theories quickly began to surface, intertwining the Izdal woman's story with the turbulent geopolitics of the time. The Cold War gripped Europe in 1970, a period marked by shadowy intelligence operations, covert missions, and heightened suspicion. It didn't take long for speculation about espionage to gain traction. Bergen, where she was last seen alive, was not just a picturesque Norwegian city, but a location of strategic importance. It was close to sensitive Norwegian military installations and missile testing sites. Researchers later uncovered that many of her movements coincided with key military activities, including trials for the Penguin missile system, a cutting-edge naval weapon at the time. Her frequent travels under multiple false identities, her possession of coded notes, and the mysterious circumstances of her death all pointed toward the possibility that she was a spy, skillfully navigating across borders while concealing her identity with meticulous care. But could espionage have sealed her fate? Others ventured into darker territory, exploring the chilling possibility of foul play orchestrated by powerful or shadowy entities. Recent investigations unearthed a potential link to the enigmatic Swiss banker François Janoud, a figure steeped in geopolitical intrigue. Janoud was notorious for his ties to post-war Nazi networks, his funding of militant groups, and his involvement in complex intelligence webs. He had connections with various global players, from Middle Eastern militants to European far-right circles. Intriguingly, Janoud was in Paris at the same time as the Izdal woman in 1970, attending a meeting with Palestinian militant leaders. This overlap in time and place has fueled speculation about whether she had become entangled in an intelligence conflict, possibly as a courier, informant, or double agent. Could her knowledge have made her a liability? Did she cross paths with individuals who saw her as a threat? The mystery deepens as questions linger about whether her death was an act of silencing or retribution in the shadowy world of espionage. A quest for identity. Attempts to pinpoint the Izdal woman's origins prompted innovative forensic efforts, leading to significant but puzzling discoveries. Isotope analysis of her teeth revealed chemical markers suggesting she was born near Nuremberg, Germany, in the early 1930s. However, further analysis indicated she likely spent her early years along the French-German border, or possibly in Belgium, hinting at a complex and potentially transient childhood. Her dental work, unusually advanced for the time, bore traces of treatments performed in Central and Southern Europe, suggesting she may have traveled extensively or lived in multiple countries during her lifetime. These clues painted a global portrait of the mysterious woman, but raised as many questions as they answered. Despite these forensic insights, the mystery remains frustratingly unresolved. Her identity, motives, affiliations, and the circumstances of her death continue to elude investigators. Was her death the result of murder, an elaborate suicide, or something even more sinister involving espionage or organized crime? Decades later, her story endures as one of the most enigmatic cold cases in modern history, captivating researchers and the public alike. Suspects in the case. Unidentified businessman, witness reports placed a well-dressed man in the vicinity of the woman's location shortly before her death. He was described as carrying a briefcase and speaking with a foreign accent. Speculation arose that he could have been involved in covert activities or had knowledge of her true identity. Unknown spy, codename theories. Several theories suggest the woman herself may have been involved in espionage, potentially tied to intelligence agencies. Some believe she was assassinated by another operative who suspected her of a double cross or discovered her as a threat to national security. local criminal syndicate member. Dental work indicating travels in Central and Southern Europe sparked theories that she might have been connected to organized crime in the region. Crime syndicates were known for operating across borders, and her death may have been retribution for internal disputes. Mysterious hotel guest. A guest staying at a nearby hotel was reportedly seen acting suspiciously around the time of the woman's death. This individual checked out suddenly and left no trace of their identity, leading to speculation about their involvement. Military officer or scientist. During the Cold War era, rumors linked her case to top-secret military research or clandestine government projects. It was speculated that her knowledge or involvement in sensitive activities might have placed her life in jeopardy. Each suspect theory brings with it intrigue and uncertainty, yet none have provided conclusive answers to the enduring mystery surrounding the woman's fate. An unsolved legacy. Half a century later, the Isdal woman's tale refuses to fade into oblivion, remaining one of the most puzzling mysteries of our time. Advances in forensic technology continue to offer hope, inching investigators closer to uncovering the truth. DNA profiles built from her preserved tissue samples are now being used to trace potential familial connections, potentially unlocking groundbreaking revelations about her origins. These efforts hold the promise of not only identifying her, but also shedding light on the circumstances that led to her untimely and mysterious death. Meanwhile, the gripping investigations by the BBC podcast Death in Ice Valley and Norwegian broadcaster NRK have reignited global discussions, bringing her story to the attention of millions worldwide. Their in-depth explorations, blending modern detective work with historical intrigue, have transformed the Isdal woman into perhaps the most enigmatic cold case figure in modern history. The public's fascination with her story has sparked theories that range from Cold War espionage and covert intelligence operations to a tragic personal struggle or even a desperate attempt to vanish without a trace. Each possibility adds another layer to her already haunting legacy. Her fragmented story represents more than an unsolved case. It is a symbol of humanity's persistent yearning to uncover untold truths. It highlights our collective drive to find meaning within the unknown, to piece together the puzzle of a life that ended too soon and too mysteriously. The Isdal woman's tale reminds us of the countless others who might never have their stories told, their mysteries solved, or their names reclaimed. Perhaps someday, the shroud around her identity will finally lift, revealing not only her name, but the deeper story behind who she was and why she was found lifeless in the icy winds of Norway's Isdalen Valley so many years ago. Until then, her presence lingers in our imaginations, haunting the valley where she met her unknown fate. Her story remains a challenge to all of us, a call to the curious, the determined, and the relentless seekers of truth. Would you have the courage to continue the search for who she truly was? Could the next piece of the puzzle, the key to unraveling her mystery, come from someone just like you? Her story lives on, waiting for someone to uncover the final, long-hidden clue. If you enjoyed this content, we would truly appreciate your support. Please like, subscribe, and take a moment to rate us. Your encouragement inspires us to keep creating and sharing more meaningful content. Thank you for being part of this journey.